It's spring, and typically we would be talking about the seasonal flu this time of the year, but as we all know, we're dealing with something much bigger and more troublesome to our health. This is Lisa Berry, and we're checking in now with Washtenaw County Medical Director, Dr. Juan Marquez. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Is the seasonal flu season even over yet?
No, it's not yet. It's, you know, the cases we're seeing are decreasing in number, but we definitely are still in flu season.
So that's what we would normally be talking about. But as I mentioned, we're talking about something much, much bigger now. And has anything changed when it comes to dealing with the coronavirus locally?
I think that what has changed has really been the incorporation of a lot of the executive orders to help mitigate spread of the virus through community measures. So things such as stay-at-home orders and closing of businesses, restaurants and bars. So I think that's really the thing that's been, I guess, the most recent tool in our arsenal against this virus.
Does the county have any way to measure compliance with the governor's executive order?
We don't. I know there was a survey that's being sent out right now with, you know, to community members about their compliance. But of course, you know, there's not everybody answers a survey and it has its own inherent biases. So I don't think we have a great measure of how everybody is complying. But I guess from a public health standpoint, we really would, you know, request that everybody who does not have a job that's deemed essential to really stay at home to help us fight this virus.
We've been talking about this on WEMU for several weeks now, and it seems to be playing out how we were warned it was going to be. And everyone's like kind of closing their eyes and saying, is it over? Or can you tell us where we are in this whole process of the coronavirus spreading in our community?
Yeah. So one of the challenging parts is that we are just starting to ramp up testing. And so we are seeing more and more cases, but we are also doing more and more testing. So it's a little bit difficult to understand whether or not the increased cases we've seen are due to increased spread or due to just increased testing. I don't think that there's any doubt that there is community spread in Washtenaw County and across Michigan and the U.S. But the increase in cases, some of it is just due to more widespread testing.
We hear about that, like their tests were not available and now they are, and that's why the number is going up. But my question is, where were all these people before they were tested? Were they dealing with it, suffering from it, possibly spreading it?
It's possible. You know, one of the things to understand is how this likely was spread in the U.S. and in Michigan and Washtenaw County. So, you know, I think the initial cases that we saw were from travelers coming back from abroad where there was community transmission. I think those were the first cases that we were investigating. And now starting to see the second wave, which is community transmission.
From people not staying home and they're out and about and it's spreading that way.
Yeah. And, you know, and some of the measures for stay at home orders and the closure of the businesses, you know, that's relatively recently. So, you know, prior to that, there's still an avenue for the virus to spread.
We're hearing people in New York, if they go somewhere else, are being advised to quarantine for 14 days. If people have been to Spain, for example, 14 days, is that long enough or should you even go a little longer?
No, we use that number of 14 days. That's the incubation period that we think for this virus. And on average, we think that somebody who's been exposed and then, you know, will develop symptoms within about 5 to 6 days. But the range we've kind of seen is between 2 and 14. And so we're using the 14-day quarantine period as sort of the longer end of this incubation period.
We hear a lot about asymptomatic cases. That's kind of the scary part. That means people who have COVID-19, but they're not really showing any symptoms, but they could still be carrying that to somebody else. Are we learning more about that? Has that changed?
Yeah, I think we are seeing that it plays a role in spread, but it is not the main driver. The main driver is really spread by symptomatic people. It's really sort of the main driver for it. You know, we used to think that, you know, asymptomatic spread maybe played no role, but now it is playing some role. But again, it is not the main driver of spread.
How careful do we need to be for those who are considered essential and do have to go to work, if you write with a pen and you put it down and somebody picks up that pen, could that possibly be a way to transfer the virus?
It's possible. I think that the strategies that we've recommended here at the health department and the Michigan recommended the CDC will all help mitigate this. And really, it comes down to good hand hygiene, staying away from people, 6 feet. If you have a cough, have good respiratory hygiene, cover your cough with, sort of the crook of your elbow. And importantly, if you're sick, stay at home. And they seem like very easy messages, but they're actually quite challenging. But, they're the best tools that we really have at this point.
Why are they challenging?
Staying at 6 feet away from people, it's just hard. It's just a new behavior that we have to learn. Everybody, I think, does a very good job typically washing their hands. But what we're asking is more frequent hand washing, more frequent use of hand sanitizer. And so it's just these new behaviors that we're asking the community to take on that they might not be necessarily used to.
We were told at the get-go that we were taking these precautions so hospitals were not overwhelmed with patients. Can you tell us how it's looking in Washtenaw County right now? Are the hospitals full of patients, ICU units treating people? Can you give us any of that information about our community?
I think there is. That's a really good question. And I think there is, from my conversations with the hospitals, there is higher volume of respiratory illnesses. Luckily, I don't think any of our ICU units or floor units have filled up, today at this point. And so, we're hoping that these measures are taking effect. But because, like we talked about, the incubation period is so long, we want to make sure that we continue these measures so that, we continue to not overwhelm the hospital system. So just because today, the ICUs and the beds aren't full, doesn't mean that we can sort of relax and reduce the measures that we put into place.
How can people help?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And it is the most important thing that we can ask the general public is to stay at home unless it's essential for them to go out. Of course, if they need gas, they need groceries, if they have a job that needs essential, absolutely. But, if they are not doing any of those essential tasks, really stay at home. And if they are at, one of the essential jobs at work and they start feeling ill, go home right away and make sure that you're not spreading the virus.
What's the first most common symptom to be on the watch for?
Yeah, so we use a sort of constellation of different symptoms. So we say fever, cough, shortness of breath, and sore throat are typically the symptoms. You can see gastrointestinal symptoms such as diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting, but typically those accompany one of these respiratory illnesses. So, many businesses now are requesting for their staff to, take their temperature before starting work, to answer a questionnaire about whether or not they've had a new onset cough. And so those are all the things, cough or shortness of breath or sore throat. So I think those are the things to be aware of.
Yet we still have the seasonal flu around, and I don't know if a sore throat is one of the symptoms of that, if you get it. And how do you know, which one do I have, or where am I in all of this?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I think that one of the answers is that it doesn't matter what you're sick from, right? Whether it's the flu or the, this novel coronavirus, we want everybody to stay at home. You can become pretty sick from the flu and go to the hospital. And, if you do that, you use up a bed that is going to be used by somebody with coronavirus. So regardless of the cause of your symptoms, we're really asking for everybody to stay at home if they are sick.
Washtenaw County Medical Director Juan Marquez, thanks so much for sharing your information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Appreciate talking with you.